Our next item is subdivision 2005-74, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 4 LLC as a preliminary.
This has been deferred since October 26th. That was so Mr. Johnson could review the plus comments and applicant's response to those comments.
Gotcha. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Johnson has provided me a motion that I would like to read into the record.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval to Delmarva Woods Alliance 4 LLC for subdivision 2005-74 based upon the public record and for the following reasons. The development is designed in accordance with both the subdivision ordinance and the cluster development ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision with significant amounts of open space. Under the cluster design, all of the lots back up to open space instead of the backyards of other lots. The land is zoned AR1 and GR, which permits single-family residential development of this type. The development will contain 296 single-family detached residential lots on 172 acres of land, which is significantly less than what its current zoning permits. The development is consistent with the uses permitted in the low-density area of the 2002 County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The development is consistent with the trend of low-density development in the area, which is an existing crossroads community that has formed from strip subdivisions and other residential subdivision projects that have been approved. The development will be served by central water and sewer systems built in accordance with the requirements of DENREC and other federal, state, and county agencies. The items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. A, the cluster subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and landscape with the maintenance of large areas of open space, trees, and buffers. There will not be an adverse impact on wetlands, and no lots will contain any wetlands. Also, there are buffers from all wetlands. Existing natural features will be largely preserved through the use of conservation areas, buffers, and open space. The cluster design has allowed the preservation of open space and will allow for scenic views within the subdivision. The applicant has stated that tree vegetation and soil removal will be minimal on the project. Objectional features will be screened from neighboring properties and roadways. Also, homes next to the neighboring properties will be avoided. Central water and sewer will be provided through the establishment of stormwater management plan. Erosion and sedimentation will be minimized on the site. Subject to DLAT's approval, the applicant has provided for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and onto connecting roadways. The area property values will not be decreased. The project will have a positive effect on the schools by generating economic benefits in the form of property taxes for the school district where the project is located. There will not be an adverse effect on area roadways, and the upgrades to the area roadways will be at the developer's expense in accordance with DLDOT's requirement. The project will be compatible with other area land uses, including other residential developments in the general vicinity. The project will not adversely affect area waterways. Number nine, the project, with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it, will not adversely affect the county, the neighborhood, or adjacent properties. Number 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of single-family lots shall not exceed 296. Final site plan reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be required. The final site plan shall show all forested areas and include a landscape plan. It must also show in detail for the commissioner's review at the final site plan approval the planned amenities for the project significant to serve its future residents. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Street design shall include curbs, is curbs, sidewalks on both sides of the street, and street lighting. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and the multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. The amenities shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. The amenities shall include sport courts, trails, tot lots, and active open space areas on both sides of Holly Hill Road. The subdivision shall be served by central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and in conformity with all DENREC regulations. The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant, its successors, and assigned shall operate the stormwater management facility utilizing best practice managements to provide groundwater recharge. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational areas, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The applicant will provide agricultural buffers in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant shall include the agricultural use protection and wetlands notice in the restricted covenants. In addition, the covenant shall include a similar notice stating that hunting occurs on neighboring and adjacent properties. And lastly, a bus stop area shall be located as necessary within the project. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish the school bus stop areas, the location of these stops with the approval of the local district shall be shown on the final site plan.
Second. Would anyone like to have that motion repeated before we?
I got another.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-74 Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 4 LLC as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?